The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Chard Capital.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something folks are calling the new gold rush, but it's not what you might think, not metal. It's energy. Specifically, this really interesting mix of commercial real estate and clean energy tech. We're talking battery energy storage systems, BESS.
That's right. And our mission today really is to unpack how this idea of energy storage is becoming more than just technical jargon. It's actually shaping up to be, well, like a new kind of commercial real estate. And what's exciting is it offers a surprisingly accessible way to invest, especially if you're maybe newer to the energy space, looking for a clearer way in. It's a real win-win.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Why is this specific combination, real estate and clean energy, becoming such a big deal right now? It sounds like we're basically taking often overlooked commercial properties and turning them into energy assets.
Exactly. And what's fascinating here is how simple and mutually beneficial it is, particularly for the property owners themselves. Think about places like, you know, grocery anchored retail strips, maybe big box centers, even some light industrial spots. These often have land or parking that isn't fully utilized.
Right, those extra spaces out back or on the edges.
Precisely. So the model is pretty straightforward. We approach these owners, offer to put in EV chargers completely free. That adds value, attracts customers. But here's the kicker. We actually pay them rent. Rent for a tiny piece of that land, maybe just a couple of parking spots where the BES unit itself sits.
So they get free EV charging plus rent for a space they weren't really using anyway.
Yeah, it's a compelling offer. They turn unproductive land into a steady income stream. Zero upfront cost for them.
Okay, and flipping to the other side, for investors like you, our listener, the speed of revenue generation seems key here. These aren't giant power plants taking years to permit and build, right?
No, not at all. These BES units are compact. They're designed to be grid ready. Once you get the local permits and install them, they can start earning revenue, often within 3 to 6 months.
3 to 6 months. That's fast.
It's remarkably fast in the energy world. It's down to their modular kind of plug and play design. And the permitting is usually local, which avoids the much longer national grid approval processes you see with bigger projects. It really is more capital light, definitely faster moving.
So where does that quick revenue actually come from?
Good question. It's mainly two streams. First, what we call energy arbitrage, basically buying electricity from the grid when it's cheap, like overnight, or when there's lots of solar power storing it, and then selling it back when prices spike during peak demand.
Buy low, sell high. Like day trading, but with electrons.
Sort of, yeah. And second, it's providing really important grid services. Things like frequency regulation, keeping the grid's electrical pulse steady, kind of like a shock absorber to prevent issues, and also load shifting, storing energy when demand is low, releasing it when everyone turns on their air conditioning, smoothing out those peaks and valleys.
And that connects to the bigger picture, right? Supporting the whole grid, especially with more solar and wind coming online.
Absolutely vital. It makes the grid more stable, more resilient.
So it genuinely sounds like a win-win. Property owners get passive income, a sustainability boost, no cost. Investors get into a hot sector relatively quickly. But, you know, for listeners maybe new to energy investing, what's a hurdle this model gets over? What misconception does it address?
That's a really good point. A common thought is that energy projects are always hugely expensive, technically complex, tangled in red tape. But this distributed model, using smaller BESS units on existing properties, it sidesteps a lot of that. The investment per unit is manageable. The tech is solid, and local integration means much simpler permitting than utility scale stuff.
Makes sense.
It genuinely opens the door for more investors to get into this fast growing, inflation resistant area without needing, you know, ground up construction skills. It's capital light, cash yielding, and actually makes an impact.
Yeah, it really highlights this synergy between real estate and energy, making power a smart, accessible investment. I saw a quote in Bloomberg recently calling battery storage the bridge between intermittent renewables and a stable grid, which definitely raises that important question about, you know, how we build future energy resilience starting right in our communities.
Absolutely. And the demand for this kind of bridging technology is just exploding.
And the market backs this up. It's not just theory. There's a 2024 Wall Street Journal piece noting record growth in utility scale battery storage. But what often gets less press is this distributed model we're discussing. The entire U.S. battery storage market is projected to grow something like tenfold by 2030. That's huge. Driven by incentives, sure, but also by these clear private investment wins.
It's a massive shift happening right under our noses.
So, wrapping up, what does this all mean for you listening in? It means that making power a smart investment is becoming much more doable. It's about merging real estate thinking with energy strategy, using assets differently.
Yeah, think about it. That forgotten corner of a parking lot or a few unused spaces transformed into critical infrastructure that supports the grid and generates income. Maybe the question to ponder is, what opportunities might you now see for passive income or for contributing to this energy transition just by looking at everyday real estate through this new energy lens?